I cannot believe that we are already going from summer into fall. But according to U.S. Naval Observatory, on September 22nd at 11:09 p.m., we're into fall.
When I look at a Pinot, I tend to look toward Oregon first.
Oregon's great. And I got to tell you, what I really like about Pinot Noirs is that they are a good transitional wine. We're just coming out of the summer months. We're heading into the fall. You don't want to just jump right into the hearty red wines. Pinot Noir is a nice, soft entry into red wines. And my favorite right now from Oregon is the 2007 Yamhill Valley Vineyard Pinot Noir. It's a little from a cooler vintage. The 2007 had slightly cooler trends, but it gave a lighter style yet delicious wine full of fresh, ripe red cherry, strawberry flavors that play right over the palate and lead to a wonderfully light and bright finish. It's only $15. It's a good value and it'll go great with roast chicken.
New Zealand is always an interesting place for wine. What do you got for us there?
Well, from the cooler climates of New Zealand comes the 2008 Te Karenga Pinot Noir from the Martinborough region of New Zealand. $20 buys a wine laden with mineral-rich nose with hints of strawberry and boysenberry. In the mouth, well-defined flavors of red berry fruit are buoyed up by the vibrant acidity that leads to a silky finish. And I think I would really like to try this one with either tuna or salmon. It'd be perfect.
Oh, nice. You know, what's interesting to me is how the American Pinots tend to be much different than the French Pinots, but you found a French one that's quite nice.
Well, I'm a big fan of the 2005 Champy Bourgogne Pinot Noir from the Burgundy region of France. 2005 was a really great vintage, and this entry-level Pinot, it's just $25, is a pretty good way to enjoy a wine that features soft, supple mouthfeel with luscious flavors of red berries, red ripe plum, and earthy notes. The well-balanced finish is polished and expansive in the mouth with hints of light cocoa powder at the end. I would tee this one up with maybe a roast pork tenderloin.
Back to the West Coast. What do you got for us from California?
Well, California, particularly the Sonoma Coast, is just rocking with some really good values in the Pinot Noir world. 2008 Martin Ray Winery Pinot Noir Reserve from the Russian River Valley in Sonoma. $30. The flavors of dark strawberry, ripe raspberry, and black cherry are smooth and velvety in the mouth. And I really attribute that to the soft tannins. But the hints of baking spices and cocoa on the long finish are really interesting. And I think this would actually go well with a slice of warm cherry pie.